Hey, welcome to Girls in Heels. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Aprea, and Nicole Napolitano, also known as the twins from Bravo's Real Housewives of New Jersey. Hey, girls.
Hey, Cooper.
Girls,
hey, Nicole.
In heels.
Hello.
We didn't, you know, we forgot last week to talk about what shoes. I was getting emails from people who were like, you didn't mention your shoes.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm wearing Louboutins. It's my only pair of Louboutins. I'm wearing them.
Which one? Let me see.
Wait, they're really cute. They're pretty. See, they're not the traditional Louboutins because they're cork.
I have those.
You have them?
Yes, the wedge. Yes.
Oh my God, the wedge. Do you
Nicole
have them
does.
In brown like this? Or do you have them
same
in black?
Color? Okay. Same color, brown.
Wow.
I love them. I cannot believe we have the same wedge.
Same shoes. Oh,
yes.
That's so crazy.
Great minds
I
think
love
alike
that about us. That's so awesome.
I can't believe it.
And we also want to thank Sean Lee for giving us the music for this podcast. And we're open to other. If people want to send in music, you know, we'll be happy to play your music and use it for our podcast. Why not?
Cool. I think that would be fantastic.
Who are we to
I
say no
that.
To music?
Yeah, I liked the guitar. Upcoming artist.
Yeah, exactly. And okay, so what shoes are you wearing? So we didn't discuss it last week.
I am wearing vintage Charles Jourdain.
Okay,
let
wait.
Go
Nicole,
figure.
Nicole, let me see.
Hold on.
Nicole is in vintage.
Look
Charles
at snake
Jourdain.
Python.
No,
a little heel, not too high.
Right,
not
red.
Too high, which is yeah.
That's good.
Are they beautiful?
Kidding? How did this get on? This is so. I'm looking. She has a sticker. These shoes are ancient.
I'm not. Yeah.
They're like
vintage.
A classic.
Vintage Charles Jourdain.
You know how long I have these?
Can you imagine?
These are actually mine.
Oh.
And no, because I'm wearing her shoes today. These are
okay.
actually mine.
Well, you guys switch shoes. That's not fair.
It's
yeah,
good having
you
a twin.
Oh, that's true.
Love it.
Yeah, I do. These are gorgeous. It's almost like a like an orangey red. Very pretty.
Wait, do you guys share clothes and shoes and everything all
we
the time?
Do.
You
actually,
do.
Yeah, like Bags. This is Teresa's dress and that is my skirt she's wearing.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are my Giuseppes.
These are her Giuseppes and she's spoken about them in the past. They are by far they're a jewel, but I think jewels should be just kept as jewelry because they are so
not
uncomfortable,
worn on your
Nicole.
Feet.
No, I have, and I never thought I would say this, but these Giuseppes, these are them. Did you see them?
Oh my God, they're gorgeous.
I took a picture of them. I actually put them on social media.
Bergdorf's,
and they have all these little silver chains, and
right.
And oh gosh, but they're kind of squishing my foot. I don't know. They're not that comfortable. They're gorgeous, but they just...
They look really hot on your feet.
And I have
I
to say, and I'm a heel girl, obviously, but these are just... They're just not comfortable.
Looking at them on you, I even love them more.
Well, good.
That always happens. Like, I have a girlfriend who has a cute little figure, and if I want to see, because, you know, I've put on weight lately, so I don't like to see myself in clothes. So I invite her to come shopping, and I make her put clothes on, and if it looks good
fun.
On her, I'm like, I'll buy it.
I know.
That's
like,
how I do
like
it.
Well, I want to come shopping with you. Let's go
and yeah, okay. You'll have to try things
yeah,
on
I'll
for
try
me,
things
and then
on
I'll
for you,
if I
and you'll
them.
See if you like it. I have to say, when we were away last week up at Lake George, I got the most gorgeous. They had all these Indian shops, like authentic Indian shops. And I love moccasins. I used to wear them like when I was little kid and stuff. But instead of my mother bought a pair of moccasins, I got the cutest little, I'm going to take a picture. I'll put them on social media. Moccasin boots.
Really?
Yes. They're like up to the knee, like right below
boots.
The knee, and they're brown and they have all fringes. It's a moccasin fringe boot, flat. Flat,
must
but gorgeous. Have. And to wear it with like little tights in the winter and a big sweater.
You know what?
I love them.
I should have been wearing those today walking through the construction site because...
Oh, listen what happened to Nicole
maybe.
Today, Cooper.
Okay, what happened,
okay.
Nicole?
Okay, so she's walking.
Well, I just had left a luncheon.
Yes, we left a luncheon with Tiki Barber.
Mm-hmm.
We had lunch with him today.
Of course
and
you
there
did.
Was about...
It was amazing.
About 15 people. Really nice at New York Yankee Steakhouse over here on, 51st.
Mm-hmm.
And she's walking. She says,
"Well, I said, I want an ice cream cone.
It's before
I have
we,
to
before,
have, I'm like a little kid.
Yes, before we were coming here up to CBS. And Nicole says, I need to get an ice cream. And I'm like, Nicole, come on. We have to hurry up. So then we're walking by a construction site and she has her big chocolate and vanilla ice cream cone. And all the construction guys are like flirting with her saying, oh, you should have got me one. Why didn't you buy me one?
I turned around to look for you, Teresa.
And I said, Nicole, do not walk in the construction construction site. They have hard hats on. It's dangerous. Walk right. in the street. Do not walk over there. So she's like smiling at them. They were all adorable. No, they were cute. And you know, with their hard hats.
Smiling.
Oh, they were cute. They had enjoying my ice cream guys are cone. Cute.
I was smiling because I was eating my soft serve vanilla and chocolate ice cream. Cone.
Okay, so you weren't smiling at them.
Okay, wait, let me get this straight. So you're in a teeny, teeny little dress.
Little dress.
Like a little tiny skirt mm-hmm. and heels eating ice cream in front of a bunch of
yeah, that looked a little
men. Is that what you're telling me?
Seductive. Yes. He's like, oh, let me lick that.
And then
can I have some of your ice cream cone? So all of a sudden she's like, oh, I would have gotten you one, but I just can't run back in my heels, being a little flirtatious. And as she turns around, she goes flying on her ass. She's got a red thong on. Her dress goes up in the air.
But all I cared about was saving my ice cream cone. So my white dress, jeez. I'm like totally like stains in the back. I have mud jeez. All over my white dress. And
all I hear is, help the girl out. They all run to pick her up. I'm looking like, where is she? She's on the floor. She
Teresa
jumps up.
Teresa sees my... Yeah,
wait,
exactly.
Let me see. Let me see. Turn around.
Hold on.
I gotta see. Oh, my God.
But how cute she does.
She has mud stains mm-hmm. on the back of her dress.
I look like I had an accident. People don't know. Yes, she had an accident, okay? That girl needs the pens.
So she looks. She's got mud on the back of her. I said,
but I popped up and I was so happy. What did I say? I saved my ice
Nicole's
cream
like,
cone.
Nicole's like, I saved my ice cream cone. I'm like, Nicole, get rid of the ice cream cone. Let's get in the car. Let's get up to Cooper.
She doesn't care about her dignity. She cares about her ice cream cone.
Ice cream
like, you can look at my underwear. I don't
totally.
Care.
And I hear her tell the guys, well, now that you all know what color G-string I have on,
I had to make a joke out of it because I was mortified, embarrassed. My face was like 10 shades darker.
Yeah, you have to make a joke out of it. Otherwise, you'll just cry.
I have to.
She handled herself pretty well.
And then got back up, brushed herself off, and finished her ice cream and exactly. toddled away. So funny.
Actually, all I cared about was my Chanel bag and my ice cream cone.
Exactly.
So it was like, let me dirty the dress. Who cares about the scrapes
she
on my knee?
She could go down. She could bang her head, scrape her elbows.
But I saved
that Chanel bag
and
staying up
ice
in the
cream
air.
Cone.
Well, of course, you didn't care about the dress. It's Teresa's.
Exactly. Exactly. It's my shoes that she could scuff up, my dress. As I was taking care of her shoes walking through a construction site, I made sure to stay to the side.
Wait, did you guys, because you're talking about you guys sharing clothes and sharing shoes and stuff, did you guys ever do that twin thing where you pretended to be each other? Did you ever do that growing up, ever?
Just in school, when
we switched seats in school, yeah.
Just to like screw up the teacher or because you were purposely like one person didn't finish an exam and the other one did?
No, just to be funny, just to like take tricks on the teacher.
We had uniforms on and all girl. School.
We wear a name tag for the teachers who like couldn't tell us apart. So even though we sat,
you had to wear name
tags?
We
would have to wear name tags when we were younger, like in first grade.
Until they got to know
third grade.
And then they knew us.
Yeah, but when we were younger, in first, second, third grade, we always had to wear our cute little navy and white name tags.
Oh, that's so, just you two, because you're twins.
No, but just in the beginning of the year until they got to know us, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you took your little hello, my name is.
And then
hello,
my name is seats and really, like, messed them up.
Nicole still wears that when she goes out.
What?
Hello, my name is Nicole.
I have a red G-string.
And I have a red thong.
You'll see it in a few minutes.
Exactly. Just fire an ice cream and see it go down.
Great.
Okay, so I thought about, we can have some fun on the show. Like, aside from the fact that we just, like, yap the whole time.
Okay.
I thought I would have fun with you guys and we would play, like, a little game show thing.
Okay.
I don't have game show musical. Is the music still playing? No, it's not. Okay, so I don't. There we go.
Oh, I suck at Jeopardy.
I like games. I love games.
Do you?
Games too.
Yeah, I just bought it. I love board games and playing with my boys. And I just bought one, Headbands. A lot of fun. We brought it up.
Is that the one? Because I think I played that with the kids at the hospital. You know, my dog is a therapy dog, and we visit with the kids at,
cute.
Yeah,
you
and Wayu Langone.
You do give back, Cooper.
No, the dog does. I'm just there holding the
Marconi
leash.
Marconi does.
But you bring Marconi to the hospital.
Well, only because he doesn't have a good sense of direction. But seriously, if he can go by himself, I would be staying home watching Dr. Phil. There's no question.
Bye, Marconi. Be back by 5 for dinner.
I'll take Marconi.
He's such a good boy. But so is Headband the game? So I put like, it's a picture and it'll be like an ice cream cone, because you just said that. And I have to guess what I am?
Well, it's not actually. I got the adult version, so it was a word.
You're right.
And then you had to describe it without saying.
No, for the kids, she's right. It's probably pictures.
It's probably pictures for the kids.
Yeah, for the kids, that's what we play.
I got
yeah.
for the, like the teenager, so we played with our boys.
Like ours, there'll be like a picture of a turtle.
Oh,
and the kid gets to ask five questions, and they'll go like, "Am I an animal?" Yes.
Yes. You that's know, they the, have to, okay. That's the same children's thing. Version. Exactly.
Okay. Oh, that's
and
cute.
Wait, so what's the adult version?
Well, they just have like, strip club as one of the words.
Oh, well, that's great.
So they're
great.
A little bit like,
obviously it's an adult.
Well, not all. That
well,
was
that's a great
the most
teenage. That's
one.
A great teenage game, Nicole.
Okay, you have to bring that in, and we have to play that.
Okay, we will. You
let's,
know what?
Let's
probably
do it.
The worst.
I know you picked the worst word.
Word that I probably could have said.
Was
but
strip
yeah, like,
club really strip, one of the words?
They have like White House
for teenagers. That's
football.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Very appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very appropriate. Yeah.
Well, this one's
dollar
this.
Bills.
Yeah.
Pole, boob, strip club, mom. Good job, Anthony and
glitter.
Joey. I'm so proud of you.
Am I glitter?
Exactly. Nipple covers. Nipple tassels.
Oh, which by
yes,
the way.
Yes, horny old men. Yeah. No.
By the way, thanks to you. Look what I'm wearing.
You got nipple covers.
I have nipple covers. And this one has Marconi hair on it. But,
well,
but,
I'm glad it's Marconi hair and not nipple hair, Cooper, okay? I was like,
Nicole,
why are you taking
gross.
Hair off that?
You know what? It's gray. It could very easily be nipple hair. I know. I didn't really that's check, gross. But thank you for that.
I'm glad it's Marconi's.
Okay, so this is a game show that I'm calling They Said What?
What?
Okay, I'm going to read a quote.
Okay.
And you ladies have to tell me which celebrity said this quote. I'm going to give you the quote, and then I'll give you three options.
Okay.
To guess, okay?
Okay.
All right. So here's the first quote. Walmart, do they make walls there? Okay, so who said that?
I know.
What was it?
Okay, go ahead.
You want to say who it is?
I'm taking guess. Jessica Simpson?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not even on the list.
Okay.
Really?
What made you come up with that?
Because she's the one who that said, chicken of the sea?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it does seem like something she would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I should have put her on the list, but I didn't.
Okay.
Okay. So who said Walmart? Do they make walls there? Was it Spice Girl Victoria Beckham? Was it socialite Paris Hilton? Was it Transformers actor Shia LaBeouf, who is notoriously stupid?
I think Paris Hilton.
Teresa?
Hmm.
Oh, but then again, Victoria Beckham, UK. Maybe
she's never
heard of
Walmart
before.
You know what? I was going
to say. Yeah.
I was
going to
say, I think Victoria Beckham is brilliant because I love her designs and she is, some fashion guru. But maybe she would say that because she is from the UK. So maybe she said that.
They don't have Walmart in the UK.
And they don't have Walmart in the UK. So I'm going to go with her.
Okay. And Nicole, are you sticking with Paris Hilton?
Yes.
Okay. The answer is Paris Hilton.
Woo! Yes.
You know, Victoria
I
Beckham's
swayed
too
you the
smart.
Other way.
She's too smart. You did sway me the other way, but that's okay. I was a jerk who went
I
for
tricked
it.
You. I tricked you.
Okay, so 1 point for Nicole. Okay, here's
I'm very competitive.
I feel
by
like
the way.
Kathy Lee and Hoda.
I'm Hoda.
Can we have some wine then? I probably do better with some wine.
Next week.
You get coffee there.
We have coffee.
Next week, little Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
Okay. Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So Nicole's in the lead with one.
Yes.
All right, here's your next quote. The next quote is, I am the most ruthless, brutal champion. I want to eat your children. Who said that? Was that Gisele Bündchen's football husband, Tom Brady? Was that soccer hottie Cristiano Ronaldo? Or was
love
that
him.
Or was that boxer Mike Tyson?
Boxer Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, boxer without a doubt, because I'm a boxing girl. And am I correct? It's Mike Tyson.
He
type.
Likes to eat ears.
No,
he likes to take a chunk out of people's ears.
Well done. That's right.
Thank you. Yeah. I was, and you know the craziest thing is as soon as you said that, I'm like, it's a boxer. I knew that.
You had to know.
Yeah. And that Ronaldo, he's edible. He's scrumptious.
I just felt like I had to say his name because he's so sexy that I wanted to put that image in your mind thinking about him.
About scrumptious and eating somebody thinking he's something else. I have to be careful. You know what? I'm so bad. You know, you forget like in radio and we're having fun and we're talking and then you say these crazy things and these little sexual innuendos. And then like last week, my mother's like, oh my God, like some of the stuff that comes out of your mouth is just... like
a little risque.
It's a little risque and it's a little crazy. I'm like, oh, mom, we're having fun.
You know, I had to unfriend my mother on Facebook for that very reason.
Really?
Yes, I had to unfriend her and block her. I blocked her on Twitter and I blocked her. Yes, she's on my do not, like this person is.
You blocked her.
I had to for that very reason because she constantly calls me. She's like, I don't like that joke that you made when you said the thing. And she'll relay my joke to me. I'm like, you can't censor me.
You can't.
Like, you cannot censor me.
Mom, you didn't make it funny anymore.
Right.
So you blocked.
I gave her a shot. I thought, you know what, let me just, I'll ignore this one time. But every single time, if I make a joke, whether it's about her, whether it's about my dog or my boyfriend, she always has to call and then say, you know, I didn't think that was very funny when you said that I like to have Bloody Marys without the Bloody Mary mix. I'm like, but
I love it.
But you do drink straight vodka. So
that would be yeah, mom.
So block.
I would relate to her. See, my mom's not a drinker. I kinda like the vodka and the oranges.
Without the oranges.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the next one. Ready?
Ready.
The game show.
Okay, so 1-1.
Okay, 1-1.
Baby. I got 1-2.
No,
I said
you
Tyson.
You have 1. No. I said Tyson first. Right off the bat, I said Tyson, Mike Tyson, boxer. As soon as she said boxer, that's 1-1. I get it, Nicole. Blah.
It's my fault for not making the rules clear. I think should we do?
We're gonna raise our hands.
Okay.
Okay. Because we need a little beep. Let's get the beep.
I know we need sound effects.
We need like the little
Bring it on.
Staple
Bring
state.
It on.
Staple state.
Third question.
Third
Bring
question.
Bring it on, Teresa.
Bitch.
Bring
okay,
it on.
Let's go.
Okay. She's so competitive. You have to see us play tennis. She's crazy.
I have to see you play
let's
tennis.
Let's play.
Okay. An actor from the movie series The Expendables. One of the actors mm-hmm. of The Expendables said this. I think that gay marriage is something that should be between a man and a woman.
Okay, so I'm thinking The Expendables. It was Jason Statham in it, my favorite.
Okay, wait.
Sylvester Stallone. I know the movie.
Okay.
And who else?
The cute.
Jason Statham is my favorite. He's my man crush. Okay, who else?
Okay, it could be Mickey Rourke.
Okay.
Or it could be Sylvester Stallone. Or it could be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I think Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You are right. It's
yes, Arnold and I said it first.
Oh, my God.
I said it first.
That's because you have a big mouth.
I know why he would say that, because he's a conservative. Isn't he like
exactly.
L.A., California, but he is.
Well,
so
not really. L.A. is not conservative.
But he's a conservative.
But he happens to be a conservative.
No, but that's fine. I like him. I like conservatives. I do.
And if I would have done it right, I would have said, you know, I think gay marriage is something that should be between a man and
a woman.
Exactly. Men and many women, like my housekeeper.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't he sleeping
he had a
with
child.
His housekeeper?
Yeah, he had a child with her, too.
Yep. Okay, so here's another one. You ready? A famous model who meant well. She definitely meant well when she said this. She said, smoking kills. And if you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life.
Christy Turlington.
You know, I was going to put her on there because I know she does all the smoking stuff.
Her father, emphysema.
That's her big
thing. Yeah, but she wouldn't
say
that. She's not a jerk.
Exactly.
She's not stupid.
Right.
That's like a stupid-ass remark, so she's too smart for that. And she lost someone to cancer. She would never say that.
Exactly. She's really
smart.
So,
Nicole, duh. Okay. I'm laughing so loud in this thing. I got to back up a bit.
Okay, so was it Kate Upton, Brooke Shields, or Kate Moss?
Kate Upton, because she just seems like a dizzy blonde.
Okay, so this is a point for me because you guys got it wrong. It was Brooke Shields.
You know what? She would say something. She said some. Yeah, she said.
Who went to Princeton?
Brooke went to Princeton. Really?
Said that. Mm-hmm.
Didn't she say stuff too about people being on medication as well, and they had a problem with her?
Yes.
Antidepressants and stuff.
Right.
Antidepressants. I think she said some ignorant statements
about
that,
too. Yeah, she said a few ignorant statements
in her past. She said a lot in her past. Yeah, so you know what? Shame on me. I should have known that. Because Yeah.
I know. Okay. I stereotype Kate Upton. She's beautiful and she's blonde and she has a magnificent body and she played a little ditzy.
I knew it wouldn't be Kate Moss.
So it was a total stereotype.
I knew it wouldn't be Kate Moss because she's like that smoker, cool chick. Like,
right.
Yeah.
True.
Never. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
that's
can.
A good point.
She's
yeah.
like, have a drink, have a cigarette. You see her smoking all the time.
Who cares that I'm a model? Like,
yeah.
And remember, she was doing that whole heroin chic and she's done coke.
Yes,
and she has
yes.
that husband or boyfriend who's like a coke addict.
She
and
was
like,
with Johnny Depp for a while. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Johnny Depp too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's sort of proud. Out of her drug lifestyle.
Yeah, she's like, let me smoke, let me party.
Did you know that Kate Upton is from a very wealthy family? She grew up as one of the 1%.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The family's like, it's not Whirlpool. Is it Whirlpool? It's one of those really big companies. Like Whirlpool.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Huge company, huge family. Like multi-billionaire.
Wow.
Yeah. Kate Upton. Okay. So, right. So it was Brooke Shields, which means I get a point. Okay.
Okay. So far I'm winning, though.
Yeah, you
Teresa.
Are.
Teresa. That would be Teresa, everybody.
Teresa has two.
So I have three?
Because you're being rude and you're just blurting out the answer and not giving me a chance.
I'm going to put on my shades right now.
Oh, Miss Poker Player. Look at that.
I have my shades on in the studio.
Okay, this is the last question and you have to raise your hand for it.
Okay, yes.
Okay. All right, ready?
Ready.
Now, pop stars, as you know, travel the world to perform for fans everywhere. But just because they go to a lot of countries doesn't mean they know where they are.
Oh, gosh.
A very, very, very famous pop star said this. I get to go to a lot of places overseas, like Canada. Who said that? Was it Katy Perry, Ariana Grande, or Britney Spears?
Oh, it's either Britney Spears or Ariana Grande.
Let me see.
I'm thinking Britney Spears.
I'm thinking Ariana Grande.
Are those your final answers?
Yes. Hold on. Yes. Yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay, Teresa, it was Britney Spears.
Woo! I knew it was Britney Spears.
You are the big winner, and I have no prize for you other than the fact that you get to gloat. You can gloat.
Yeah, you know what? Gloating is so, it's feeling so good right now. I'm like basking in this feeling right now.
I can't believe I did not.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you
why. I can't believe I did not.
Because I'm going to tell you why.
And I'm going to tell you why.
You know why I'm going to tell you why? Because we knew, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Ariana Grande's mom.
Okay. And her grandparents.
And her grandparents. They used to call them the Grandies. Not Grande. They say the Grandies.
Okay.
They were very sweet, educated people. Joni, who is Ariana's mom, mm-hmm. is a very smart, beautiful woman. I knew that her daughter, she would never.
And they used to fly private at a very young age. So therefore,
they're an educated family. So I knew that her daughter, that wouldn't even come out of her mouth. So
okay, so by process of elimination, you knew that she was definitely okay.
And I have to say, no, Britney Spears has just been.
And I just guessed because she was the youngest, Ariana.
Right.
I should have thought more into it.
Is a flighty kid. She's just flighty. She's known to be ditzy.
I'm kind of surprised that neither one of you automatically thought, like, no way is it Katy Perry. I think Katy Perry is the dumbest. Like, she's the
dumbest. I know, you don't like
dumbest.
Her. Why? Tell me.
I don't like her. Well, the gays don't like her. Let me just start with that. If the gays don't like you, obviously, you know.
Yeah, you're out.
They don't think that she's original. They think that her music sounds like every other... Like, she doesn't even try. Okay, people that don't like pop music say that all pop music sounds alike, so I get that. But she really sounds like everybody else. And they just think that she's really vapid. They just, I don't know. The minute the gays stopped liking her, I thought, let me think about that because they must know something. So they just, they call her the stupid ass tits clown.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they just think that she's just really vapid and nothing and that has no substance and they can't relate to any of her lyrics, you know?
I could see that.
Baby, you're a firework.
Right. Exactly.
I have to tell you, I always hated that song. I was in the gym the other day and it was blasting. I actually was like, oh, wow. But when it came out, I hated it. But now that it's been out a while, when I was in the gym...
Because they so
recently.
Overplayed it. It was constantly.
But I have to say, when you do think about her, you really don't think of much substance.
I've interviewed her, and I'll tell you, I can't tell whether she's trying to be bizarre for the sake of being bizarre, so that way you go, wow, that was really wacky.
Right.
Or whether she really is incredibly wacky. Like, you could ask her a direct question, and she doesn't try to evade the answer. She just talks about whatever's in her head at the moment. And it could be about like, well, sometimes I think stars and jellyfish know each other. And then when I think about it, I think, how could a star and a jellyfish know each other? But then they're a starfish.
Where is she from? Where did she grow up?
The moon.
Is she burnt?
Because I know her wasn't her father a pastor or something like that? Mm-hmm. She grew up in a very conservative home. I was thinking in the Midwest somewhere.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I thought she grew up like in the Midwest. She came from a very conservative family, and then she had gone.
It was the South. Is it the Midwest? Let's see.
Okay. I'm not sure, but we have to find
Maybe,
that out.
I don't know. Too much corn, GMOs. I don't know.
That's a serious problem, by the way. I don't think many people realize that. I think we need to talk about that.
Let's see.
One episode.
Catherine Elizabeth Katie Hudson. She's got a lot of names there.
She does.
Yes. Born October 25th, 1984. Nobody's stage name, Katy Perry. Oh, is it Kansas?
No, I was just guessing.
Let's see. Okay. Should we make that a game show question, too? Like, where do you think she's from?
I think she's from... Where is she from?
The Ozarks. No.
Oh, she was born in Santa Barbara, California.
Really?
Yeah. Santa Barbara. Oh, that's right. Yeah, she's from California. Well, that explains it.
Who knows anyone even born in California? They're always, usually a lot of transplants, you know?
Well, my boyfriend was born there, so
Oh, okay.
Really?
But you know what? He came here and he's lived here for like 28 years, so that should tell you everything you need to know. But, you know, I find I have some friends in California that really do fit that stereotype where they still are that hippie, dippy, kind of like you ask them a direct question and they're like, look at the moon. Why does the moon follow me everywhere I go? I'm blessed, you know, and it's like, that's nice. But I just asked you if you want to go to lunch or not.
Yeah.
Like not if the moon is following you.
My ex-husband's brother lives in California, not far from L.A., and he's like an artist. And I don't think he's ever like worked a day in his life, but like he's like an artist and he doesn't need any money. And it's just about, you know, enjoying life and the beach. And
he's
like
a leftover hippie.
He's like a leftover.
Right.
He's cool though.
Hippie.
He's happy.
No, he's happy. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like, you know, I'll live on whatever, you know.
Is it an act though? I feel like some of those people, it's such an act. Like, I don't know if it's genuine. I don't, like, how can people just be that way every day in their lives?
Yeah, I have to tell you, though, with him, it's really
smoke
not
pot?
He's just,
oh, I see, okay.
Yeah, I think he's,
drugs?
Yeah,
he's
I have a question. Okay. Why are you so far away from your mic? Am I, like, so loud in your ears?
No, I can hear you perfectly.
No, I think I'm like, literally up to the mic, and Nicole's, like, nice and far. Maybe that's why you sound better.
Do you sound, no. Are you, do you,
am I like
how do you
too
hear
loud?
No.
I don't know. Okay, good.
No, I think you sound good, Teresa. Okay.
I mean, I guess, Nicole, you can get a little closer to your microphone, maybe.
Let me hear.
Just talk in your microphone, right? Let me hear.
Hello. Hi.
It sounds the same to me.
Okay, it sounds the same. Okay, you talk loud. That's it.
Whether you're close
or
far.
Cool.
I think she's got a different microphone than we do.
I have a really big mic.
This
is like
take a picture of you and I'm going to put it on social media. Let me take a picture.
Yeah, take a picture so people can see
picture,
like
so now people can see here we are in the studio.
Her in her dirty white dress.
Oh, can you turn around. Hold on.
Your dirty white dress and your big microphone.
Seriously. So you guys can see what's going on here. Let's see.
I have a really big mic. My mic
That's
is
a big mic. Yeah,
it is a big mic.
My mic is bigger than yours,
can
Teresa.
You scare her red shoes?
Well, yours is actually the host mic. Like the ones that Teresa and I are on, we're just like the peons over here.
Yeah, we're a little. Yeah.
You're the queen bee.
Turn around.
Over there.
Turn around.
Can we take a picture of me not looking
dirty?
No,
I'm videotaping you.
You're videotaping her waving?
Hi.
Now I'm videotaped. Okay, thank you.
Hi.
I don't look good today,
though. Those are my vintage.
Oh, great.
Vintage Charles Jourdan.
The reason why we're doing radio is because I didn't get my hair and makeup done today.
Vintage?
So.
No, you look great. All right, so we'll go like this. Watch, we'll go like this. Whoa, you look great.
Whoa, okay, that's it.
Turn around, quick.
That blur was just Cooper.
Oh,
okay, now we're taking are you taking a video of her dirty skirt?
Yeah.
Now I'll take a picture.
Okay, now a picture of her dirty skirt. Yeah. And will this go on Instagram?
Oh, it's still video.
Under Girls in Heels?
Yeah, we're going to we'll take a picture.
Oh, good. This is fascinating radio, by the way.
Yay. And
we'll take a
picture. So goofy.
Always the coffee.
Okay, cool. That was a great picture.
Yay.
Yeah, perfect. I don't know why we don't have a coffee sponsorship. It's almost like we're fueled by Dunkin' Donuts coffee here.
Yes.
They know. Why are they not our sponsor? Like, why aren't we talking about them every single time we open a microphone?
I know. They sent me, like, a gift. One time they sent, like, NBC, like, a gift card. I'm like, okay, thank you. I'm grateful, but
why don't
seriously?
We see who comes, like, who steps up to the plate first? Like, Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks?
Right. Mm. Yeah, hello. We'll drink whatever coffee
we'll
you
drink,
send us.
Whatever you send
yeah.
us.
Yeah. You want to sponsor this show, and Girls in Heels?
Exactly. An Italian company. We like Lavazza.
Yeah. Lavazza's good.
Let's get some Italian
but no
coffee.
One drinks more coffee than us.
Yeah.
You guys
seriously.
Do drink a lot.
I have to
of
tell you
coffee.
Something. You know what's so crazy?
What?
I don't even drink it unless, like, when we were away, our morning coffee, we just had a long day today. So I knew we had to just.
No, I love my iced coffee.
You happen to like coffee more.
I really enjoy my coffee.
Nicole likes her coffee more.
Do you do iced coffee in the winter too?
I do.
Me too.
I drink iced coffee in the winter with my heated seats and the heat blowing in my face on like 80 in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Iced black coffee, whipped cream, cinnamon, and caramel drizzle.
Oh.
That's my coffee.
That's your morning.
That's my morning. That's it. That's how I start off.
Hold on. It's all about me. I took a picture.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, as
Teresa.
We're talking, Teresa's taking selfies
of course
herself.
She is.
Can you take Hold a picture on. Of me like this?
Hold yes. on.
With your glasses on?
Yeah. With my glasses.
And your coffee.
I'll just go like this. Wait, kissy.
And my uncomfortable Giuseppe shoes.
I love
that
it.
You're wearing.
Oh, wait.
Okay, well.
Oh my goodness, Teresa.
You guys.
Teresa, hold on.
We're going to take a little
Cooper,
leg.
We'll
up
be
picture.
Back in a second. Just close your legs, Teresa.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Well, don't get my between my legs, Nicole. She's taking a picture.
I
don't need the whole world to see between my legs.
Okay, ready? One, yeah. two, three. Okay. There we go.
Okay. So what are we going to talk about now? What's going on in your world, Cooper, baby?
Well, you know what? We came to the end of our podcast today, unfortunately. Yeah, that's what happened during all this. Did you just spill your coffee?
No, I look.
What
I look,
happened?
Oh, my gosh. Did you erase your picture, Teresa?
No.
Or did something?
It's a what? Gross picture. I love the ball.
Oh, that's our goodbye music. So thank you
goodbye,
very much for
so
listening
long,
to Girls.
Farewell. I need to say
no,
goodbye.
No, thank you, everybody. Love you. Kisses.
Thank you. Everyone have an awesome day today.
And if you have any thoughts or questions, you can email us girlsinheelspodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to the men in our lives, our producers Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every single week. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio. If you like podcasts, they have dozens of them. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram to see all those pictures of our butts right now.
Yes.
Teresa and Nicole will be back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you for downloading.
Thank you.